Let's not forget, in the midst of all the Commonwealth Games, that the NPC season starts this weekend. In fact, it starts tomorrow night with Manawatu against Canterbury. But fans of the Southland Stags will have to wait until Sunday to see their team in action when they run out onto Lansdowne Park in Blenheim to take on the Tasman Marco, with a side that has got quite a bit of experience about it, but a real look of youth too in the nucleus, and a real Southland flavour about it, which is very pleasing to say. They could go for big things this year. Southland are always very tough to beat down there, and their head coach is Dale McLeod. He joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Dale. Well, it's crept up on a few of us, but for you in particular, it starts to get exciting now.
You know, it's pretty good to see the start line on Sunday. So, no, it'll be good to get underway, to be fair.
How's the pre-season gone for you? What opportunities have you had, Dale, to get the Stags together?
Well, yeah, so I was pretty late joining the group. I only arrived last Monday. I've been away on other duties. And the boys come straight out of the club final, where most of our boys and the two teams probably played, and then straight into Otago. And they probably didn't cover themselves in glory, as you'd expect, coming off some celebrations and then getting underway into the first game. But look, we saw some really good improvements last weekend against Tasman up in Christchurch. And that's probably one of our challenges in the South Island. There's only four teams, so if Otago's playing one, they only leave one for us. So hence why we're playing Tasman again two weeks in a row. So. But look, you know, we made some good improvements, and it'll be a tough old year, but it always is, so we'll just get in and do what we do.
Can we have a look at the squad in terms of its depth and experience, Dale? 37 initially, 17 players who attended secondary school in Southland. That is a terrific sign, I think, for development locally.
Oh, look, mate, you know, sort of when I took the job on, this is my fifth year now, so I'm just about part of the furniture, but when I took the job on, the biggest thing was getting the balance right of what boys were brought into the province, what boys were playing club, and then trying to retain and keep our young talent. And it's always going to be a challenge for us, being down the bottom of the country and then no university. So a lot of players migrate to Otago and Christchurch because of the educational opportunities. And then so it's about building it. And I suppose if someone said to me 3 years ago, how do you feel about a team with Josh Beckwith, Robbie Robinson, Morgan Mitchell, there is experience, and then you've got young boys like Jack Taylor and Hayden Michaels, who've been away from New Zealand 20s, and Jacob Payne. So, mate, like, I suppose I look back when I was playing, you always remember your first games when you're playing with that experience and you're learning off it. So they've been massive for us. And like what they've brought back, and get around the young fellas, and they give them things that you can't as a head coach, just playing alongside, training alongside, you know, not accepting things if they're not done right. And so look, it's been really good for our young men, and we got a really good blend. The only thing with having so much high representation of Southland boys, and like there's 30 of our boys played in the club comp this year, which is, I don't think many other provincial sides will have that. Except when we get injuries, we've really gone and got our best 30 boys out of the club comp, and that's part of the reward if they play club rugby here and they play really well during the club season. Well, they're rewarded with a contract, and then we just go and get what we need. But we've made really sure that when we go and get someone, if there's a Southland person out in the world somewhere, and there's a lot of them, that's our first port of call. If we can get a Southland player back, then, you know, they're passionate people down here, and it's no different to any other province. But, you know, we put a stake in the ground and said that's what we're going to do, and if we have to go and get some boys in, we will, but only if we haven't got a person here or a Southland person we can bring in.
Well, Dale, Southland sides have always had a reputation for forward play, and they've always been bloody tough to beat down there, particularly in Invercargill. What about your forward unit this year? Are you confident in their ability to match with most?
Oh, look, you know, we thought at the start of the year when Ethan didn't make the All Blacks, we might have had him for a wee bit, but don't get me wrong, I'm really pleased that he did get back in the All Blacks. He should never have missed out, in my opinion. But, you know, losing him, he was really good. So then and we got a couple of injuries in our front rows at the moment, so we haven't got a lot of depth. But, look, mate, these boys work hard, very resilient. We're not going to be a big forward pack, but we're just going to have to outwork everyone. And one of the things the lads have down here is a great work ethic. So we just got to get them out of the club mentality and tempo. We're trying to increase the tempo that they play at and get ready. But look, mate, our forwards will go toe to toe with anyone. We're not going to be, as I said, we're not going to be the biggest, but we're going to work harder than anyone. That's sort of what these experienced boys have brought in, just how hard we're going to work in our second action. So we'll fight, but size does help. We haven't got a big forward pack.
So you mentioned Josh Beckwith, you mentioned Robbie Robinson in particular. What have you noticed? You've only been back a very brief time yourself, but what have you noticed that they've already brought to the group?
Oh, look, mate, they care about the jersey, and they're really passionate. You know, they've played a lot of footy. Southland's home. They just, you know, the world's probably changed in the last 3 years with all what's gone on, and for them to come home and finish with the Stags is pretty important to them. So they're not going to come home and rest on their laurels. They're not going to come home and take shortcuts. They want this to be successful. So they're doing a great job. I can't speak highly enough. If the competition was won on the quality of your group, we'll win the competition. Like, we just got a fantastic group, good men. Here for the right reasons. Like Scott Gregory's come in and you'd think he was a Southlander, and I suppose there's not much difference between a Northlander and a Southlander, just where they live, but the same type of people, hearty, hardworking. And then we've got a lot of boys who are into their second, third, and fourth, fifth years now, so there's not too many new boys in our group, so, you know, we'll be a bit of a sleeping, we'll surprise a few teams. But, yeah, look, there's just a change of mindset they bring. You know, Morgie Mitchell telling the boys that's not good enough. Just a quality men that aren't here for a contract. They're here because they want to be here. They want to put that jersey on and they want to play for their province. So that's pretty cool.
Dale, can you tell us about your decision-making group, and your pivot players?
Oh, yeah, so we're pretty blessed there, really. Marty Banks, Greg Dyer, Robbie Robinson, then you've got your boys around them like Solomon Alameo, Scott Gregory, Matt Funga, Isaac Tatamaki, all really good, all understand the game well, good communicators, all work hard. Josh, Ben Morris is a very, very intelligent rugby player. So that's the nucleus of our attack and de-strat groups. You can just really feel something a little bit different to the previous 4 years. And they're all buying in, they're all leading. Yeah. A big part of what we do is coach-led at the start of the week, and then they take over from, we make it easier for them, but then they take over and drive it from day two, which is really good, and they're doing a great job of that.
Who should Clark Dermody be keeping an eye on in terms of talent coming through that he can add to his super group before the end of the season? I mean, do you have any new names that you think are worthy of making that step very shortly?
Oh, look, mate, it just showed me going to Moana Pacifica this year. The boys just need an opportunity. And I'd probably look at Josh Morby as a great example. We pushed and pushed. And we went up and played Wellington last year. And I caught up with the coaches of the Hurricanes and I said, mate, you got to have a look at this guy. He's a very talented individual. He works hard. All the qualities you want in someone at a professional level, he's got them all. And they come out, watched him, and he played really well, got a contract, and now he's signed with them for the next 2 to 3 years. I believe there's boys in our group. Isaac Tatamaki is just someone of that, exactly the same, like a total professional. He's got the ability to play. He's a very, very good outside back, but he wants to play centre. And me and him had a conversation last year about, mate, for you to be a super player, I believe that you've got to go back to the wing. He goes, I want to do it from centre. So he can play centre and wing. He's a top man. He's got the skill set. He's got the ability. I rate him and Josh very similar. One just got an opportunity. But then you look at our other boys, Mac Funga. We got Viliami Fine, who's going to, I believe, surprise a few this year. Powerful outside back, was with me when I was at with Tonga. You've got Matt James at flanker. If he got an opportunity to be a full-time professional, Flynn Thomas is into his second year. He had 3 years of injuries and played really well last year. By the end of the season, I think there'll be a few super teams looking at him as a hooker. We've probably got a few in the country at the moment. You've got we've got a couple of young lads and Hayden Michaels, who will with the New Zealand 20s, wouldn't look out of place in the next year. I know the Highlanders have actually signed him for 2024. Then you've got Ben Morris and Joe Robbins. They're a wee bit light at the moment, but mate, have they got big engines and great skill sets and athletic height. You know, when I see some of the boys that get opportunities, those two lads by the end of the season, if they perform well and get into a, you know, even just getting a super training opportunity at the pre-season, and then, you know what I mean? So there's some really good boys that'll step up, and it's all about momentum, because no one looks at the scoreboard's no good, but one of the things as coaches, we need to be better at actually, forget about the scoreboard, look at what they're actually doing. So, you know, I just think there's some boys in here that'll surprise a few.
Dale, do you like the look of the new structure of the competition? Does it suit you?
Oh, I don't believe so, mate. I don't think. I think it's more of a knee-jerk reaction. My thoughts were that, so the new competition, okay, should reward the top qualifying team. So they went 1-3-5. So they should have went 1-4, 5-8, 9-12 around your placing. So if you finish top in the comp, you're playing the next best side. So you're playing three, where you should play four, two should play three. That's one part of it. The other part of it is, I didn't see anything wrong with the last competition. And I'll be honest, I've even sat down and looked at, I don't know who we're playing, but and I know what we've got to do, but when they talk about, oh, who's on this side of the draw and who's on that side of the draw, wow, oh, who was two last year, who was four, who was six? Yeah, I'm not a big fan. And the other thing it brings is, so if Southland are really serious about winning a premiership now, because that's the only thing we can win, let's go and spend a lot of money. And with, it's been proven over the years that spending a lot of money doesn't create longevity in your program or sustainability. And if you look at a province like, so I look at the Northlands, the Southlands, the Manawatus, for us to win that, we've got to spend a lot of money. Like, it's been proven over the last 10 years, and New Zealand records will show you this, that the team that spends the most money finishes in the top four. So if you're the top spending teams, you'll be up there at the top. The team that spends the less money always comes last or second last. It's a known fact. So I believe what they've created is, okay, if you want to be serious, Southland, go and spend another $500,000 a year on your players. Go and start outbidding people and become a bidding war. Well, that's not what NPC should be about. And, you know, a couple of teams go well last year, and so then they, oh, we should be playing the premiership. Well, it's been proven the teams that win the championship to go up and play premiership sides every week is a much more massive challenge than only playing four of them a year. So I don't think they've got it right. You know, if we're serious about, you know, growing rugby and keeping the NPC alive and all of that, people love the NPC. So I don't think they've quite got it right, mate, to be fair.
Dale, then, with that in mind, it is what it is this year in particular anyway. What are your aspirations?
Oh, our aspirations are make that top eight, mate. You know, there's no point lining up in the competition if the group doesn't believe they're good enough, and I don't believe they're good enough, so... And I do believe they're good enough, but it will need a few things to go right for us, and that's like, we know sports can be like that. You know, we need to make sure we don't get too many injuries, because that'll cripple us. We haven't got the depth. And after round five, you can't bring anyone in. Like, the last 2 years with COVID, you've been able to bring people in any old time, but now you can't bring anyone unless a front row after round five. So we've got to make sure that our group's healthy and strong, and then you've got the other part. So we need everything to go in our favour, but yeah, we're good enough to be there. It's... on our day, we can beat anybody, but it's just a matter of week to week to week. And if we get injuries, that'll hurt us. But mate, yeah, no, we're lining up to have a crack. So, and yeah, and momentum early in the week, early in the comp, it can make a massive difference. You know, to get a win here and a win there, and then all of a sudden, it's amazing what a bit of momentum does to a team and a province. And you know, we'll have good support this year. We always have good support. So look, we've got a plan and. Around what we're targeting and how we're going to go about our season, and you know, we're just going to think a bit more strategically around what that looks like, and then implement it.
Dale, absolute pleasure talking to you. I wish you all the best for the season as a whole, but in particular, your initial task is a tough one, Tasman at Blenheim. All the best with what's going forward. Hope you stay relatively injury-free and have an enjoyable season. Thank you for your time. Good luck.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.